You know, when it was time for my parents to retire, their chief concern was where to park their travel trailer. Their home and cars, they were paid off. Their pensions were plentiful, their needs few. What a difference a generation makes. These days, pensions are disappearing, medical costs are ridiculous, and you can't earn squat at the bank. And that's why I designed a course developed specifically to help you win your retirement. It's called The Only Retirement Guide You'll Ever Need. Among other things, you're going to learn a simple, proven system to destroy all your debts, how to know you won't outlive your money, and how to score up to $12,000 more every year in Social Security. And that's just for starters. Do you want to win your retirement? Then go to MoneyTalksNews.com and look for the Academy button at the top of the page. That's MoneyTalksNews.com, then click on Academy. MoneyTalksNews.com, Academy. You're going to be glad you did this. I guarantee it. Hi there, I'm Stacy Johnson, and this is Money, the podcast where we talk about all things money, how to get it, how to keep it, how to grow it, and what it all means to you. Today, we're going to talk about hotels, specifically insider tips to get the best possible deal on a hotel room. I've been a consumer reporter on TV for about 30 years, and during that time, I've interviewed a ton of interesting people. Today's example, a few years back, I did a news story on the best hotels in America. Now, when I was done, I sat down for a longer talk with the owner of one of those best hotels about how to save big on your next hotel stay. Check in and check it out. I am here with Dave Gadsby of the Beachside Village Resort. Dave's the owner. We are in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Lauderdale by the Sea, to be exact.
Yes.
And the reason we're here is because Dave's hotel appeared at number 4 on the top 10 hotels in the United States of America out of thousands for service.
Yes.
Dave, thanks a lot for talking to me today.
We're also going to
talk about how to save on hotels in general. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the cool thing. Dave has only been in the hotel business 3 years. This hotel was not even open before he bought it.
Correct.
It was closed. So you went from 0 to number 4 on the list of best hotels for service in the country. How the hell did you do it?
Three primary rules. Number 1 is take care of the guest. Number 2 is take care of the guest. And most importantly, number 3 is take care of the guest.
But you know, I hear what you're saying, Dave, and I totally believe you. It's true in any business.
Yes.
But everyone's going to say that when they have a hotel. What did you, I mean, really, did you do anything different than you've seen in other hotels?
No, like you said, Stacy, anybody can do that, or anybody can say that, but you actually have to do it. And just make sure that the needs and the wants for the guests are number one priority.
And that's what you do here. And by the way, folks, too, I want you to know, the hotel is really nice, but it is not the Ritz-Carlton. I mean, it's not a budget hotel, but it's not a super sophisticated, expensive looking hotel,
sure.
Right?
Correct.
And yet, so you don't have to have, you don't have to charge a ton of money to deliver good service either, or to get it as a customer.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Service can be excellent at an economy hotel right up to a 5-star Ritz-Carlton style hotel. Service is still the same.
And maybe, and we'll transition this way into saving on hotels, because maybe what we can also learn is that by doing things, looking at reviews, because right down the street from us is more than one.
The Ritz-Carlton,
the
Hyatt, the Sheraton.
And yet, maybe we'd save money and still get the exceptional service that we want by looking at reviews.
Sure.
Had we looked at TripAdvisor, we would have found this hotel.
Sure.
So that's one way we could save money.
Yes.
Or get more for the money that we're paying.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, Dave, take an imaginary trip with me. We're going to go to, I don't care, New York, San Francisco, maybe even Europe. And we're going to save on hotels with your inside knowledge. What's the first thing you would teach me?
I would look on TripAdvisor, the number one travel site in the world. And first thing I might look at is their peak season and their off season. Because during their peak season, to negotiate a better deal is very difficult. Off season, they're welcoming you. So that's the first thing I'd
look at. We're sitting again in Florida, so we obviously have a peak and an off season. They're very well defined. Europe, basically off season is generally when kids are in school. I don't know. What is off season if you're going to Europe or San Francisco or something
Europe,
like that?
I believe a busy season in Europe is the 3 months of summer.
When the kids are out of school.
Yes, so that would be their high season.
And obviously when it's freezing cold, it's going to be off season generally.
That would be their off season, yes. Yeah, when the weather's the weather's not the best and there's not that many people that want to be in that area.
Okay, now, so off season. But I might also want to go places when it's season. I don't want to really go to Europe in January.
Yes.
Or San Francisco basically any time of the year because it's always freezing. But now what else can I do to try to save money?
Hi, everyone. Aaron here. Could you use an extra $991? Yeah, I sure could. $991. Believe it or not, that is the average amount our newsletter subscribers report saving every year. Our totally free Money Talks newsletter is stuffed with actionable advice and tips to help boost your savings and slash your expenses. It only takes 2 seconds to subscribe. Just go to moneytalksnews.com. You'll see the sign up right there on the homepage. Do it now, and you'll also get a free ebook, 208 Ways to Save Money Every Day. I've used this book. It's great. That alone is a $15 value. So let's recap. $991 to gain, nothing to lose. Subscribe right now at moneytalksnews.com. That's moneytalksnews.com. I'll also put that link in our show notes. Sign up now. You'll be glad you did.
Of course, you could ask for a larger room at the smaller room rate. A better quality room.
How many people do that, Dave?
That particular, not much.
Do they do it when they, and when's the best time to do this? I always tell people, you don't want to get on an 800 number for some hotel chain and try to negotiate anything because these are people with a script in front of them.
Right, right.
If you're going to do that, you want to talk to the hotel directly.
Sure.
And then when I'm doing it, I'm asking when I get there. That's when I'm going to ask for a bigger room at the same price. Do you agree with that?
That's a great time because at that point, the room is not sold. And if they have it, it's much more likely that you'd get the complimentary upgrade at your same rate.
Oh, okay. Because the room's going to go to waste anyway.
It could, yes, could very well go to waste.
And yet not that many people do that, ask for a better deal.
Right. A few days in advance, they could still sell the room, so they might not offer you that upgrade. We wait until the check-in when we offer it.
Now I'm going to get like really, I'm going to start going into areas you may not want to go.
That's
what about asking for a lower price? I do this constantly. What happens? I mean, would you do that now that you own a hotel?
I would, very diplomatically.
We were talking about this earlier. What do you mean by diplomatically?
Asking with, what is it, sugar?
rather than vinegar?
Right, sure.
Okay, give me an example of something you have heard as a proprietor of a hotel that would be vinegar.
I'm not going to pay that rate. What can you do for me?
Give me the best way you could possibly ask that.
Is there something else? Is there a lesser rate or a discount that could apply to my stay?
Just that simple. How often does that work? Have you used this technique before you became a hotelier? I've been using it for 30 years.
Somewhat.
And it works, not all the time.
Right.
But you know what I'll often do is I'll say, you know, if I'm a AAA member or an AARP member. Right. What about competition? I've never done this myself, but I've heard of it. I've got a, you know what? I was walking by your hotel. I've got a reservation next door. It's $120 a night. Your hotel looks really nice. Would you mind coming down to $110 or $120 that I'm paying now so I can move over here? Would you do that?
Yeah, that's a nice approach. It's not offensive. It's not an offensive approach. Is the way you presented it, yes. But when somebody, I've had a lot of other people present it, well, it's only $99 a night down there and you're $150.
I'm giving you a compliment. I'm saying I'd rather stay here.
Right.
And that's
going
to make you more likely to do it.
Exactly.
What about coupons? Following you on Facebook. Do you give specials to your Facebook followers or anything?
Not on Facebook. We haven't done that on Facebook. But we just, in the off season, we run an ad through TripAdvisor where it's stay two or more nights consecutively and receive a complimentary night.
So that's essentially a coupon.
Exactly.
And you'd only find that if you were on TripAdvisor? Do you maintain a list? Would you suggest, if I came here and I wanted to come again next year, would you suggest me be liking you on Facebook? Giving you my email address because maybe you'll send me a special?
I would suggest staying in touch with us on our website and all notifications will come out. Eventually, being so new in the industry, we haven't compiled a really strong guest list so that we can do special blasts and things like that. But that will all come.
Cool. So basically, we're going to recap, and then we're going to let you go about your business giving great service. We've got, we asked for a better deal.
Yes.
We asked for an upgrade if we can.
Yes.
Yes.
And we always ask nicely for anything that we want.
Yes. And don't forget the time of year.
Oh, yes. Okay. Off season. And also, maybe pull the competition card, but do it in a nice way.
Do it in a nice way.
Dave, absolutely. Congratulations on being one of the best hoteliers in the country.
Thank you, Stacey.
We'll see you again next year.
I appreciate it.
Take
care,
buddy. Okay, guys, that's all I've got for today. Hopefully you learned something you can use. If you want to know more about today's topic, visit me online at moneytalksnews.com. Just do a search for travel, and you'll learn a ton more. That's moneytalksnews.com. Okay, guys, thanks for spending a little time with me. I know there's a million podcasts out there. I'm honored you chose mine. And if you like what you heard, do us both a favor, subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe. Then please review me. Takes you 2 seconds, makes my mom proud. Thanks again, folks. I'm Stacey Johnson. I'm going to see you right here next time.